Welcome to the Mountain Podcast. This is the first episode in a long series of this podcast. Today we'll be discussing Kawhi versus LeBron. Now, a lot of people have been arguing for over the past decade between the greatness of LeBron and MJ. Who's better? Do rings matter or does overall greatness matter? I personally was on the LeBron side, but over the past, 12 months when he has been struggling with the Lakers, I began to question that. MJ, of course, has 6 rings. LeBron, 3-6 in the finals. What does that matter, though? Is what some people argue. I think rings are very important to the overall greatness of a player. But then that also begs the question for Kawhi. He's 2-2 he's two for two in the finals, 2-0. And he, in my opinion, just dethroned the greatest dynasty that ever was, the Warriors. He took down Steph. Granted, Klay did not play. Kevin Durant also only played about 30 minutes in game 5 before rupturing his Achilles. And Boogie Cousins did not appear until about game 3. Or that might be a little bit off, but he did not appear immediately at the start of the series. But it begs the question, did Kawhi dethrone the Warriors, or overall, were they dethroned by injuries? LeBron 1-3 versus the Warriors, and that one time Draymond got suspended for game 6, and there were a lot of issues on the court with Draymond because of technical foul issues and stuff like that. They also did not have Kevin Durant that year, which makes you wonder if that would have played a role in it. I do think the Warriors lose still with Kevin Durant. I don't think they do. I think it's a 6-game series max. But besides that, LeBron did what nobody else could do that season. He dethroned a 73-9 Warriors team, greatest team ever. But they got Kevin Durant the next year. 4-1 and in that series, and then the next year 4-0. But of course that was J.R. Smith's blunder, but I still think they lose the series no matter what. What Kawhi did, was that really that amazing? I think that puts him in the top tier, up there with Kobe, MJ, and LeBron. I think Kobe is definitely taking a back burner right now because he's just not as important. He had Shaq. I think that Shaq really helped him. As he said a few years ago, that he never appreciated Shaq until he played with Dwight Howard. But I'm not sure if he gets all those chips with Dwight Howard. You saw the way that their team went 45-37, a 7 seed when they had supposedly the greatest super team ever. Nash, an aging Nash, not to mention Dwight and Pau Gasol. And I think Kawhi is definitely making a conversation now. He had, the only other all-star he had was Kyle Lowry. He had a great player in Pascal Siakam, who, in my opinion, had the second greatest playoff series behind Kawhi. But I think that Kawhi is really overtaking LeBron right now because he just pulled off one of the greatest stunts, you may say, when he chose the Clippers over the Lakers. Everybody thought he was going to the Lakers to make what would be the greatest team ever with AD, LeBron, and Kawhi. But by choosing to go to the Clippers, he made a name for himself. He said that he's not willing to take a back burner and be third or second option. I think what really matters to Kawhi is his ability to lead a team. He did not like the way things were down San Antonio, which there's not been a real clear-cut way for why he left, or reason for why he left. But I believe it's because Popovich would not let him lead the team. I think Popovich had to have too much control, which that could be an issue, but there's a reason why Kawhi went to Toronto, but he got the championship. And I think that entire series, Kawhi really proved his greatness. I think the triple doink against the 76ers was really a lot of luck, but in that entire series, he played amazing basketball. Same thing against the Bucks. They go down 2-0, and you're thinking it's going to be Milwaukee against the Warriors. But in this case, the Raptors come back, win four straight games, and then go on to take a 3-1 lead against the Warriors. But was Kawhi really that amazing in the series? Or did he just get lucky with the fact that Kevin Durant is not playing? DeMarcus Cousins did not play the entire series. Klay Thompson, torn ACL, and he also injured his knee earlier in the series, sat a game. Is that just lucky? Or were they just that dominant? I think that as the series progressed, we got to really see how well Kawhi could orchestrate a team. He really came out of his element, and I feel like over the years he's been known as a defensive-minded player, but he really dominated both sides of the basketball. He, of course, he won Finals MVP. That's two now. One less than LeBron, which would certainly bring him into the conversation. But did he do enough to get himself into the conversation with LeBron and MJ? Or will he need to continue to get farther up and eventually approach that MJ / LeBron level? I think he will get there. There have been a lot of instances where Kawhi's been close. He damaged his ankle a few years ago when they were beating up on the Warriors in Oracle in game one of the Western Conference Finals. And I think that was the moment when a lot of people knew he was going to be an issue. And of course the Raptors took a chance on him, and he played amazing basketball. I think to get to that next level, to LeBron and MJ, I think he needs to win at least one more championship. Granted, LeBron, 6 losses in the finals. Is that necessarily acceptable? No. But Kawhi, if he just gets to 2 more championships, wins one, I think he will be up there. But I think he'll continue to win. With Paul George at his side, and they have such a deep roster in the Clippers, I think they will be able to go very far, if not win the championship. Nobody in the East is going to stop the Clippers. Nobody. The Bucks, returning MVP, Giannis, they didn't stop him. And he has a more complete roster now with the Clippers. He has Paul George. He has Vaka Zubek. He has Patrick Beverley. And I think, personally, Clippers need to try to pick up Andre Iguodala. I'm not sure what it will take. Maybe a future first swap. But I think it's very important that we remember just how dominant the West is. The only two teams in the East that are competing right now are the 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the 76ers are done for because they lost Jimmy Butler. Granted, he's been called a cancer of the locker room, stuff like that. I don't think they can do it without him. I think the Bucks are 63-64 win team next year, and I think they easily handle the Eastern Conference. But once we get to the Western Conference, we get down to those four teams. I think the four teams in the semifinals: Clippers, Nuggets, Lakers, and Warriors. I do not have the Rockets advancing because I think that Harden and Westbrook will not work well together, but I'll discuss that in a future podcast. I think that the Warriors, once they get Klay Thompson back, which granted it will be at the very end of the season, but they're still going to be dominant. They have an amazing defensive player, a few years ago, Draymond Green did win Defensive Player of the Year, and they also have Steph, 2-time MVP, though still lacks that Finals MVP, so makes you question whether or not he wants it. Well, of course he wants it, but how can he get it? As the year advances, I think the Nuggets are going to be very underrated, but I'm not sure if they can get past the Clippers. I also think the Lakers, underrated? Well, maybe not underrated, but yeah, a little bit underrated. I think Anthony Davis and LeBron work very well together, but none of the GMs have them making the Western Conference Finals or even the Finals. But I think that Anthony Davis and LeBron will figure stuff out. I think DeMarcus Cousins, very overrated. I don't think he'll be worth anything next year. But as we get later in the season, I think Kawhi will demonstrate if he has any help at all, he's better than LeBron. LeBron, in his last year with the Cavs, he beats the Celtics 4-3 in the Eastern Conference Finals. And as that series progressed, we got to see that he really does need some help. The Celtics were lacking Gordon Hayward, who of course had that horrific injury, and Kyrie Irving, the two best players, and they barely beat them. I think that it's just inevitable that LeBron is starting to age. He's having great years, but he's just not there yet. He's starting to drop off, and he can't carry a team like he did. And I'm not sure if he can even come close to carrying a team. He is just not the same guy that he was. Of course, it's LeBron. He's going to put up 30-plus points next year. He's going to have tons of triple-doubles. He's going to be in the conversation for MVP again. But Kawhi is going to outshadow him in the West. Kawhi won't win MVP, but they will go far. Minimum Western Conference Finals, and I think that the Clippers are definitely the odds-on favorite to win the championship next year. There's no way any other team is going to be better than them. There will be challenges in the Nuggets, in the Warriors, and in the Lakers. I think the biggest challenge to them will be the Nuggets because of their depth. The Lakers have two great all-stars, two great MVP caliber players, but they cannot alone beat Kawhi and Paul George. So I think if you stack it up, Kawhi and Paul George for years have been worse than LeBron and Anthony Davis. But the fact that Kawhi is now being considered greater, I think shows that he's better than those two players, even with Paul George. And I think that Kawhi Leonard will be the best player of the next decade. And 2, 3, 4 more championships are on his name. He will continue to grow as a player. His defensive game will increase, and even if it stays stagnant, he is still the best defensive player in the NBA. He can lock anybody down. And if the Clippers get Andre Iguodala, they have Andre Iguodala, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. Nobody, including LeBron, will be able to break that streak, break the entire team. Because if Andre Iguodala comes off the bench, LeBron is going to be locked up the entire game. And I think the Clippers, especially if they add Andre Iguodala, the Lakers have no chance of beating them. I think if they meet in the Western Conference Final next year, it's going to be 4-1. It could even be a sweep. The Lakers are not going to compare to the Clippers next year. Clippers, Staples Center, Doc Rivers, next year is your championship year. It's time to deliver.